Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth Perek in the Hilchas Tisrabiya, in the Laws of Forbidden Relations, which we're specifically discussing the Erva, known as Nida, and related to that of Zava, which in this Perek we discuss the becoming Tameh, and the type of blood that will make the woman Tameh as a Nida, hence the Issa Erva of that of Nida, which relates to that of a Tisrabiya, for the man to have relations with such a woman. So begin Halacha Av, the Rambam discusses the way of becoming Tameh by a Nida and a Zava. Says the Rambam, Ma'isha Metama Ba'inis, a woman could become Mistama Ba'inis, she could become Tameh as a Nida, which again, the Tumah of Nida is what creates the Erva of this woman, who could even be his wife, and this even if it happened beyond her control, that the Dam came out, Bein Lanida, whether for the laws of Nida, or Bein Laziva, so whether for the laws of Ziva. Okay, says Rambam, Kitzar Hausov. What does it mean Ba'inis, that the blood came in the situation of duress? Is Kagoyin, for example, she jumped from place to place, or she saw an animal, or a wild animal, or birds that are misasking zemzeh, that were copulating, that were engaged in relations, the animals one with the other, and the woman got aroused, and because of that, it caused dam blood to come out, what's called dam chimud, or anything similar to that. However, Rasa Dam, since she saw blood, meaning a discharge of blood, become makam nitnas, whatever the situation is, she becomes tame, or metam becholshon, she becomes tame, even with a minute amount, a fala rasa dam tipikachad, even if she receives blood, like a drop the size of a mustard seed, hareza kamisha zav memena dam haba, she's just like a woman that had a huge flow of a lot of blood, it's all the same, it has the same equivalency for her becoming tame as a nida. Halacha Beis Rambam qualifies, says, Kol Anashim Mistamis B'Bayis Achitzon. Moreover, all women become tummy, even in the outer chamber, the outer room of the vagina, meaning which is in the woman's body, even if the blood didn't even come out of her body, Ela Nekar Min HaRechem, as long as it was discharged from the uterus, which is higher up, as Rambam is going to explain later on, the exact anatomy, but as long as it was discharged from the uterus, V'lo Yishasas, even if it didn't drip out, once it came out of, so to speak, between the teeth, which are these strips of flesh that are on the upper part of the uterus, once it comes out of the uterus, she's ready to consider tameh. Even though the blood is still in her flesh, and it's still in her body. Shnamak says in the pasuk of Yikra, it says, Dam yezeva bivisara. If blood is going to be flowing in her flesh. Now, says Rambam, Heichen hu bein hashanayim, what's considered up until the area between the teeth, because it looks like teeth by the edge of the uterus, is ad mekayim shigil of ha'aver. It's up until the area where the male organ reaches b'shas gemar bia, when he concludes the act of relations, and that's how far it goes to, and that's till where the benishnaim goes. Whereas benishnaim as mekalefnim, the area of quote between the teeth, that's like the inner part, meaning that's like the uterus, and again, if it's over there, then it's not going to become tummy. It's only once it leaves the area of Bein HaShinayim, then it's already in the vaginal canal, then it's already going to be tummy, even though it's still Bivisara. Now, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam discusses the reproductive organs of a woman, which is very much related to that of Nida. Nida is the menstrual cycle, which did not fertilize the egg. It did not turn into a child. That's the tumah that comes. The woman has a loss, which is that the ova was not fertilized. And therefore, that's very important for these halachas of Nida. So, says the Rambam, Mashal Mashal Chacham Be'isha. The sages were metaphoric. They gave a parable to describe the anatomy of the woman. That's because Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, we're not explicit in some of the terminologies. However, they were very descriptive, although in a modest way. So they said as follows: Harechem, the uterus, which is shenaitze b'havolad, which is where the child is formed. Another word is called the womb. Hu anikra makar. That's what's called in terminology in the vernacular is called the source. V'hud shadam nida v'zava yitzmin. That's the place where the menstrual blood and the zava blood, which is the same thing just at different times, that it comes out from there. V'kayinah, and they would call it cheder, the room. Why would they call it the room? Because the innermost part, that's the room when you come at the house, there's a foyer, there's a vestibule, there's all these different areas, and the innermost chamber is the room where that's where everything is centered around. That's the same thing where the uterus is. Now, mitzaver harechem kulay, and literally the neck of the uterus, which is the uterine channel, that whole area, v'hu hamakim ha'orach, and that's the elongated area, it's a long area, shemiskabitz reisha b'shasa ibra, where That's the area where it gathers, meaning contracts. The tip of it contracts. B'shas ibur, when a woman is pregnant, kedesh liyipalavol. I mean, that's the place where the dam comes out. That's where a woman has from the uterus. There's an opening there. That's where the blood comes out because the lining of the uterus is there to conceive a child. It didn't, so it's all coming out. So when a woman's pregnant, where obviously she's not in nida, the dam is not coming out. So that area, the tip of the uterus, that long area, it contracts. When she's pregnant, the kedesh liyipalavol, that the child shouldn't fall out because that's the opening is there facing the bottom. And it opens up much during the childbirth. That's what they call the corridor, the vestibule, the hallway. That's the gateway to the uterus. Now, when a man concludes the act of relations, meaning a full penetration, so the male organ goes into the proizder, into this vaginal canal. It doesn't reach all the way to the edge by the inside. A little bit distant, meaning it doesn't get to the uterus itself. Rather, a little bit distance, which is again euphemistic also, which as the Gemara Pesachim tells us, all male organs are not the same size. Again, depending on how long the organ is, that's how far, but none of them reach all the way to the uterus itself. The Rambam continues, he says, ulamala min hacheder. So above the room, again, which is in the description of like a house, but that's referring to the uterus, umina praizder, and above the hallway that goes into the room, which is this vaginal canal going into the uterine canal, bein cheder lefraizder. Now, so above these two areas, above the hallway and the room, and specifically bein cheder lefraizder, between the room and the hallway, ha'amakam shishbay. There's a place on top, which that's a place shesh by shtei beitzim shalisha. That's where you have the two ovaries of the woman. It's like the equivalent of what the testicles are by the man is what the ovaries are by the woman, which is what produces, like the Rambam says, vashvil, meaning you have the ducts, which are the piping that connects. Shebehem is pashela shechva zera shela. That's where her eggs, meaning her ova, the her semen, which is the equivalent of what the man's is, that's the two that come together to create a child. So mokum zehu anikra aliyah. That place of the woman, which is above the place of the uterus, above that is called aliyah, the loft, which is the area on top. Now, moreover, continues the Rambam says, "Ukumei nekem pesuach min ali legag ha-praiser." There's like a small little hole that opens from. And there's much discussion here regarding what we know scientifically, but this is how the Rambam discusses it. It's like a hole that's open from the loft to the roof of the hallway. And this hole is called the passageway. And says the Rambam, the male organ goes within, further than this hole at the conclusion of intercourse. Now, continues the Rambam. Based on the knowledge that we just described regarding the source of where dam is, that to define it if it's going to be tamei for the laws of nida, halacha hey dam haba min hacheder. So blood that comes from the room, which is the uterus, kuli tamei. That's totally tamei. Chutz midam tar. There's an exception of what we call the pure blood, which even though it's coming from the uterus, shatar taharata, the tar purifies it, like we said by yiledus. You also have a dam koshi, you have the blood of the difficulty of the childbirth, commission. Bali Drama is going to explain later on, Perigzan Lachaheg. But besides those two exceptions, blood that comes from the uterus, is dam nida. Now, vadam aliyah, the blood from the loft that's coming from above, kulitar, that's totally pure. Shukumai dam maka shebimam, that's just like blood of a wound in the intestines, or covered on the liver, or bakuli in the kidneys, or kidsmen, or things like that. It's not coming from the uterus, although it's coming from the woman's body and it's coming out through the vaginal canal. That's nothing to do with that. That's not the tumma. The whole tumma is the loss of a child, which is what the nida cycle is, and that's not the case. It was coming from somewhere else. Now, based on that, we have the following discussion. Vidama nimtza bapraiser. So if you find blood in the corridor, so it depends. If you find it within the area of that passageway that comes from above, in other words, if it's inner from that hole towards the cheder, towards the uterus, harizu tamei. That blood, if you find it over there, woman does a bedika, she finds it over there, so she's going to be tamei. Shechaskas in the cheder, because the presumption is that where's that coming from? It's within the hole, so it's not from the hole. The hole doesn't go out, meaning inward, it goes outwards. So we presume that's coming from the uterus. And therefore, v'chayyavin l'aval bias mikdash, she's going to be liable if she comes into the Beit HaMikdash in the state of impurity, which she is, she's a nida, by mistake, chayav a carbon for coming in the state of nida. And the servant love truma v'kadshim, if let's say she touched truma kadshim in this state, so that's in the state of tumah, we're going to burn the truma v'kadshim. And the chiddush is, we don't say, oh, shem and aliyah yara derech hanekev, maybe it came down from the loft through the hole. No, because most of the blood that we're finding over here, menached, is going to be from the uterus. Although it's possible maybe it washed backwards, but that's not so common, and therefore presuming it came from the uterus. Now, but let's say you find it in the vaginal canal, beyond, meaning towards the outermost part of the woman's body, and past the place of where the hole is coming down from the loft, how do you tell most of the suffix? So that term is in a state of doubt. Because shem in the cheder, but maybe it's coming from the uterus. Or even aliyah shas is derech lo. Maybe it dripped down from the loft through the hole because it's past that point of the hole. The thika in that type of situation ain't serving the love of trum of a kachim. You're not going to burn the trum of a kachim, as is the case when you have a suffix. You're not going to eat it, but neither are you going to burn it. The ain't chayav in the love of beis mikdash, and neither is there going to be liability to hold them liable if they came into the beis mikdash, like the laws of suffix tumah, where we're not going to create a liability based on that. Halach above, the Rambam continues regarding this, the tuma of nida, specifically, what is considered dam? What's the color of the dam that makes her tummy? So Allah said, loichal mashka habam anached b'tami. Not all liquids that come out of the woman's uterus is going to make her tummy. Ela dam b'lvad, it's only blood itself, because there are other secretions of liquids that come out. Shemak says in the pasuk, dam yezaiva, her flow is going to be blood. Now, lefikach, there from shasim nerechem loivin, let's say it flows out of her uterus, something that's white, or mashka yarek, or something that's green like the color of an estrog, or some say yellow like gold. Avapishas michasek adam, even though its consistency, it's viscous like blood, hove imarav maradam, since the appearance is not the appearance of blood, hariz a tar. So that's tar, that does not make her into a nida. Now, Allah Chazayin, Ram Ketin said, v'chamisha dam temein b'isha. Now, even blood itself, there's only five types of blood, of shades, that make the woman tummy, vashar tar, and all the other shades, all the other colors are going to be tar. Ve'elahim, and they are. Ha'adam, the red, vashachar, and the black, which is really red that just changed, just got darker. Ucha karen, karkoim, and that which is like bright, like the bright saffron. Ukamemi adama, that which is like muddy water. V'cheyan amazik, and like diluted wine. As the Rambam goes through each one of them, and how to ascertain and discern that color. Halachaches, ha'adam ketzat, what is this that we said the first type of the tummy, five tummy colors and shades of is blood is red. So hu enoi, that's when its appearance is ka'amid, shayatza rishon midama kaza shabani adam. It's like the first stream of blood that comes out when they're doing bloodletting, which was a common Talmudic practice, which you're basically drawing blood of a person. Nesna damba kais. So that first draw of blood, you put that blood in the cup, umakefloi, and you put near it, near this dam that you found in the woman's body. That came out of the discharge from a body, and you see it. Now, that's regarding the color of red. You compare it to the blood that you did for the bloodletting. Vashachar, the black, is kein had yahayav, it's like dry ink. Kikarin karkim ketzat, and what's this bright saffron? It's yavi karkim lach. You bring moist saffron, begush adam shalav, with the earth that it came with. Velekech mena bar shabai, and you take from the brightest of those saffron. Hakonem tzoyshalay, specifically the middle stalk, shakule kamei konahu, that's all like a stem. As Rama explains, he said, v'chol echad echad, because in each one, shleish hakonem, there's three stalks, v'chol konah, shleish alman, each stalk, there's three leaves. Now, what you do is, you makif hadam la'olem tzoy, you put the blood that came from the woman's body near the innermost leaf, shabakonem tzoy, which is in the middle stalk, v'raybay, and you look at it like that. Kamei adam like it, so Rama says, and what is this blood that we said is like muddy water? So what you do is yavi adama mebika sichni. You bring earth from the valley of sichni, okay, it's about, or earth that's similar to that, she'aduma, which is red earth. You put water in it in a vessel. Until the water goes over the earth, at least like the peel of garlic, very thin, it has to just get a little bit over the earth. There's no measurement for the minimum of water, there's no measurement for how much earth has to be. It has to be a little bit more water than the earth. And you mix it into a vessel. I mean, you mix it in the vessel, you stir it. And then you evaluate it according to that moment, according to that place, when it's mixed up. And then you see what color it is, and you compare it to the dam you found by the woman. And if you clear it up, again, you stir it up again. As it's stirred, that's the color that we're saying is one of the five shades of dam that's tummy as dam nida. Now, halacha test says the Rambam, arba maris halalu, these four colors that we described, which are four out of the five, we'll mention the fifth one next halacha, imhoi mari hadam kemar kol echad mehem. If the appearance of the blood was like the appearance of these colors, of these four, or even a deeper shade, that dam is dam that's tummy from the woman. Now, how you daven, but it was lighter than that color, is a tar, then she's tar. Kitzat hasa, as the Rambam explains. Hayadam shachar yoysim mikad yoy hayavish. If, let's say, the black blood was blacker than dry ink, so tameya, so the woman's going to be tummy. Hayapachas, man, it was less than that of dark, of dried ink. Let's say the color of this black blood was like that of a black olive. Or like the color of tar. Or like the color of a raven. Here is a tar. That black is tar. So to all the other three colors, if it's lighter than what we described, it's going to be tar. Now the fifth one, halacha yud, says Ram, kiyainam azaketzad. How do you qualify the one that's similar to diluted wine? So what you do is, you take chelik echad yayin, min yayin ha-sharoni shal Eretz Yisrael. There was a region there, it's so-called Sharon, which you take one portion of wine from those wines of that Sharon region, which is chai, which is undiluted raw wine, v'chadish, and fresh, new wine. Ushnei chalak amayim, two parts water to one part wine from that region. Hayamari hadam, omek memendo. So if the appearance of the blood is deeper than that, oydei memendo, or lighter than that, here, either one is a tar. That's why we're saying it different. Here it's going to be tar. Atshiyich hamezik zibulvad. Here has to be exactly like that dilution of the two parts water to the one part wine. And here even deeper is going to be tar. And so it's Rambam. The menas eishal lema, a woman is believed to say, kamara zeri isiv ibatim. It was like this color that I saw, but I lost it. Meaning she's believed to say that it was that color. And based on what she's saying, the chacham is going to say that's tameh or that's tar. But she's believed to say when we're comparing it, how about this color? Oh, this is how it was. We believe the woman to say that, as we said in the previous parak. Halacha Yud Aleph. Now, Ketzad Makavaray. Says Ram, how do we do this? How do we bring it near and look and compare? Says Ram, what you do is Lekeh Hamat L'Shesh B'Hadam B'Yadi. So you take the cloth that the woman that has the blood in it. You take it. The sage takes it in his hand. Umamid Bayi B'Yadi. Now he looks at it and he looks at the ink. Oiva Ol Shal Karkam, or the other one, the leaf of the saffron. Oiva Dama Kosher B'Kayis, or the blood that was the bloodletting that was in the cup. Oiva Meim Adama, or in the muddy waters. Oiva Mezik Shav B'Kayis, or the diluted wine in the cup. Meaning one of those five. Va'Oyrich Lekafim Mash in the rice, and he evaluates it based on what it appears to him. Ometam, based on his discernment of the colors, he says either Tamei or Tar. Now Ve'Ena Mabed B'Skulsa Shal Kayis Me'Bechutz. Now you cannot look at the glass of the cup from the outside of the cup, even though it's glass. You have to look directly at the liquid in the cup. And moreover, the cup has to be wide. That's mishkali mana, that the weight is a mana. And has to contain the amount of two lug. Now, actually what it means to say is, if the cup contains two lug, then its weight should not be more than a mana, which that means to say that obviously the glass is thin, and therefore it's lighter in its weight. And then the cup will not be darkened so that you could see the redness of the wine. Because if you take a thick glass, so the thickness of the glass is going to darken the color and it's going to make the wine look lighter than it really is. That's what the Rambam means to say. So the Kadesh to come is by, oh, we want that the light should get in. But lo yo'afal, it shouldn't be dark. So even though you're not looking through the glass, you're looking from on top. But even so, it's going to be darkened from the glass. So you have to make sure that it's not too thick of a glass. Halacha Yud Beis. Now, ein boid kin hadam. Now, you don't check the blood. I mean, there's two things. You have to look at so what you're comparing it to, and also you have to look at the actual blood itself. So, in Bait Kinadam, you don't inspect the blood. El agabim matlas lavana. It has been a white cloth, uvachama, and in the sun. Vaisitzel biyod al adam, and you make a shade, you make a shade with your hand over the blood. Voim bacham, and he's standing in the sun. Kadesh yira in the kamashahi, so that his eyes could see it as it is. In other words, you have to be in the sun, so it's giving light, but not directly from the sun, because then it has a different appearance. With shade, with the sun, then you could see it as it is. Now, more of it says the Rambam, V'leikala raya tzorcha l'chol elu hadvarim. Now, not all those who check bedika cloths, they have to require all the things that we said, b'chol eis shayira, at every time that he's checking a bedika cloth. El tviyas ayin yesh l'chacham adam. Rather, there's a discernment to a sage that he knows the types of bloods. It's only Be'ish Yira, at a time when he sees. Actually, generally when he sees Miyad Yitam Yitar, right away he could say, okay, Tam Yitar, it's Vim Nistabik Loi, B'marim Namas. If he's not sure about one of the appearances of the colors, then Tzarech Lakav, then he has to go out and bring it near, V'larech L'Adyayin, to compare it to the ink, or the Damakaz, or to the blood of the bloodletting, or the Shamar, so one of the colors. Again, but in general, the Rav could look at the Mara and say, okay, that's good, or that's not good. Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding what happens if a woman discharges, like we said previously, it's not everything that she discharges, something that's similar to blood. So Rambam says, Hamapeles Chaticha, which literally means like if it falls out or miscarries, but it means like if a woman discharges a piece of flesh from her body. So, Afa Pi Shehi Aduma, even though it's red, so you would think, okay, a red discharge, and it has the color of red. No. Only Miesh Imadam, only if she has with her blood, with that discharge, then to me it's going to be Tam. Vimla, but if not, Tar, then it's going to be Tar. So, although her uterus opened up when she had this discharge, it's possible that the uterus opens up without blood, and therefore she's not going to be Tame as a Nida, and neither is she, quote unquote, Yeledis, because that's not considered giving birth. Now, and even if you tear open that piece that she discharged, you find it full of blood, so she discharged blood from the uterus, I used to tell you she's going to be tahar, because only if there's blood with it, not blood inside of it. Because she ain't Zadam Nida. That's not really the blood of the menstrual blood, Adam Chaticha. It's the blood of the piece that she discharged. Ketina Halach Yedal, the Rambam continues, says, Apila Chaticha Kru. Let's say she discharges a piece of flesh that was torn. Vidam Ogre Betoicha, and there was blood gathered inside of it. Oh, then Tameya, then she's going to be Tameya, because since there's cracks on the outside of the piece, and there's blood over there, so most definitely the blood touched her uterus through the cracks, and therefore it is considered as Dam Yezav Mebsar, because the blood did flow out of the uterus, which was out in the open, into the outer canal. Now, let's say Pila Kamin Kalipa, let's say she discharges something like a shell, or Kamin Sar, like a hair, or Kamin Afa, like earth, or Kamaya Khushan, or like a mosquito, which looks like something. So, imha yamar dvarim elu adam, if the appearances of these things were red, so what you do is as follows. I'm not sure, is it blood? Is it some type of like some other piece that's being discharged? So, tatal mayim poshim, you put into lukewarm water, which is basically like the heat of one spit. Imni mayichu, if it dissolves, or is it tamei? So then it's tamei. Shadamhu v'kaf, it's really blood that just congealed. And also v'chaloroi dam yavish tamei. Whoever has a discharge of dry blood, it's going to be tamei. So here also it's just dry blood congealed, and therefore she may tamei. Now let's even show b'poishim meis leis. Let's say it was there in the lukewarm water for a period of 24 hours. V'achkech nemayichu, and subsequently it dissolved, which actually doesn't really mean after 24 hours. What it means to say is after there was in the lukewarm water more than the time of what we said is considered dissolved, which is 12 hours. So it's more than 12 hours. But up until 24 hours, and then it dissolves, harezu sveik tameya. So then, we're not sure if it's tameya. That's again, if it was within 12 to 24 hours. Loi nemoich meisleis, if it didn't dissolve for 24 hours, hadei lemaka, that must mean it's not really blood, it's from some type of a wound, dutari, and it's mitar, it's not considered menstrual blood. So there's really up until 12 hours, 12 to 24 hours, which is suffix, and 24 and on, that's going to be tar. Halacha tezvav. Epilo kemin chagavim. Let's say she discharges something that resembles locust, or kamindogim like a fish, or shkatzim, or musim like teeming or crawling creatures. Emyeshimam dam, if with it is blood, so then to me it's going to be tamik. Vim love, if not, like we said, that's not dam, it's some type of discharge, and should be tar. Halakh Tazayin, Ram continues regarding what happens if a woman has a discharge of blood, but not in the normal way. As Rama says, Ha'isha shechnisa shveferes bapreis, the woman has a procedure, woman inserts a tube into the canal, and she sees blood inside the canal, inside the tube. So tar is going to be tar. Why? Because the pasuk says dam yizav bibsara, blood will be flowing in her flesh, means achater bibsara, until she sees it in her flesh. The way normal women normally see it, because it comes out of the uterus and it flows through the vaginal canal, through the uterine canal. Vein derech ish l'eres b'shafer, it's not normal, it's not the way for it has to flow in our flesh. And it's not normal to flow through a tube. And therefore, actually, although it's coming from the uterus, the woman will not be tummy because it doesn't qualify for the contingency of the tumma of nida. Halacha yedzayin. Ha'isha shashtin namayim. What happens if the woman urinates? V'yotze dam emir glayim. Now, and this is what the Rambam is discussing over here, although it's coming out of the same general area, these are two different systems in the woman's body, excretory system and the reproductive system. And so if a woman's urinating, and blood comes out with the urine, so it says around, whether she's urinating as she's standing, whether she was urinating as she was sitting, which that's important because one could say in certain situations it might be a pushback because when one is standing, the muscles are more tense. Either way, says around, she's going to be pure. which, as we'll see, those are usually symbols of having a period where her body, she feels in the body and she trembles. No, we still don't have to be concerned that this blood is from the uterus. Why? This is just the sensation of the urine being released. As he says, because urine, although again it looks like from the woman's body it's coming out of the same place, it doesn't come from the uterus. So if it's coming at the same time as the urine, it must not be coming from that other, because the system is all mutually exclusive. Rather, this blood must be some type of a sickness. It must be blood from the colon or baculia or from the kidneys. Again, but we don't have to be concerned if it came out during urine that it came from the uterus. Now, Lechit Chesaram continues in related halacha, that of dam besulim, regarding the hymenal blood, which is from the rupture of the hymen, which is by the woman's vagina when if she was not a ba'ula yet, she never had relations. So the blood of the besulim, tarhu, that's tar, because this is not blood from the menstrual blood or damziva, it's not coming from the uterus. It's just like the blood of a wound. To us it looks the same because it's coming out of the same general area, but really it's just a wound in the woman's body. Now, the kitzah din habesul badam. Now, so how do we qualify the law of a virgin regarding of the blood of the besulim? Because how do we know what the blood is coming from? So in this is ketana, if he married a minor girl under bas mitzvah, under 12 years old, so bein lo yirasa dam yimel, whether she never saw blood, meaning she never had a period ever in her life, bein sherasa dam beisaveo, whether she did have blood, menstrual blood from her father's household, either way, when he marries her, I use him a tesla bala chetichya maka, she's permitted to her husband until the wound heals, meaning because the rupture of the hymen. So she called dam shatira, all the blood that she sees, what do you mean, she's having dam, it doesn't make a difference. Machmasamaku, we're presuming it's from the wound of the virginity that was ruptured. Now, vimyasa dam acher shatichya maka, if she sees blood after the wound that healed, okay, her is an ida. We know that this girl had already had a period, then we presume that she's an ida. Halacha yates. Let's say this is kishinara. Let's say he marries her when she's already had puberty, she's already a 12-year-old girl, and already reached time for her to have her period. So imli rasa mimel dam, if she had not yet seen, although she's that age, but she has not yet had a dam nida, harizim a tesla ba'alo, so then she permitted her husband from the night of the wedding, arba yamim, for 4 days, bayim b'layla, during day and night time. And this abba pisha dam shaisis, although the blood is flowing, well, we're saying it's flowing because of the wound. But vahu, the 4 days is only shlichay samaka, only if the wound didn't heal. Now, vim rasa dam b'vizaviyya ba'akach, this was all if this girl never had a period. But let's say she's a 12-year-old girl and she had already had dam in her father's household and then she got married. So then they only have relations the first time and then they separate. And then the blood, which is really hymenal blood, will be as if it's the beginning of a menstrual period and we treat her like that of a nida. Now, uvageris, a girl that already turned 12 with two pubic hairs, and it's 6 months later, where she never had a period, so even though she's already 14 years old, she never had a period, because if she did, again, of course, from the Naira, as we see, she would only have that one Bilas Mitzvah, but if she never had a period, and she's already Begeris, then we don't give her, like we said, 4 nights for the Naira, rather, nice little Kalayla Rishon, we give her the whole first night. Now, the Ram qualifies in Halacha Chaf, he says, about Laylis, Shanis Lanar, Shalarasadam, like we said in the previous halacha, the first part, so the 4 nights that we give to the youth that she didn't have dam ever, she never had a period yet, ever before, so this we give her 4 nights, is Afbishim Bisarugan, even if it's not consecutive. Boyi Laila Rishon, let's say the night of the wedding, they could have the first relations. Umamna Felish Nechadash Mashlesh, let's say you have to go overseas right after the wedding. They could wait even 2 or 3 months, Uboy Laila Shani, and then they could have relations the second night, even though it's months later. But as long as the wound didn't heal, because if it did heal, then again, we're presuming that she got her period. But again, the 4 nights could go over who knows however long. And as Ram Ketiz Halacha Chaval, V'chein Ketana. Also, the minor, we said that they could have who knows however long, as long as the wound didn't heal, because we're not presuming that she's ever getting damnida, she didn't reach the time of puberty yet. That's afil lechaisa shana. Even if it didn't heal for a year, or is it boil kalashana, then they could have relations the whole year round. Beim serugan, whether it was not consecutive, beim b'yamachrim, whether it's day after day, it doesn't make a difference. She could do it as long as it didn't heal. Halacha chav beis. Let's say Ketana Shanissus. Let's say they got married when she was a minor. Venasus Naratatas Bala. Then when she was married already, she became an Irish. She turned 12 with two pubic hairs. And the blood's still flowing because of the wound, which was ruptured by the night of the wedding. So Kol Pi'ilo Shabal Kishi Ketana. So all the relations that he had when she was a minor. Let's say when they were, at 11 years old or 10 years old. So they kept on going and having relations because it still never healed. So all those relations, Anachshav is like Kalal Echad, that's considered like one night. Now that she became a Naira, so we said, then you only get four nights. So all those Bias from a minor is like one, and then you get to do three more to supplement into the four nights that you get when she becomes a Naira. Now, even though we said, okay, so you get three more now that she's a Naira, so even if they're not consecutive, every 2 months they have relations for one night, that's permitted. As long as the wound didn't heal, which we said that the Naira gets, so you get those four times, it could be even along a whole year, which again is the one that you're counting for all the bees as a katana, and then you have the three, could be even split up every 2 months. Halacha of Gimel. Now, we said this was contingent on if the wound healed or not. Says the Rama, how do they know if the wound healed or didn't? So, it depends. We go with symptomatic. If she was having blood when she would stand, but when she would sit, which is a more relaxed position, she wasn't seeing dam. When she was sitting on the hard floor, she would see dam, which is very sensitive by the besulam. By the hymenal rupture, then if she sat on pillows and blankets, she wouldn't have a discharge of blood. Obviously, the wound didn't heal yet. We see it's not just a flow, because when she's on something that's soft, it doesn't, but when it's on something that's more harsh, she does, which is obviously the sensitivity of the wound. So, let's say the blood stopped flowing and she didn't have a discharge at all. Well, then, whether she was standing, whether she's sitting on the pillow, then obviously the wound already healed. Or same would be in the other way around, the other extreme. Let's say the blood didn't stop at all, meaning rather she was seeing blood, even when she's sitting on pillows and blankets. Okay, that also, that's not the blood of a wound, because if it's a wound, it doesn't get triggered when it's on something soft. Rather, that's the blood of the nida. So either one way or the other, you know that it's not the dam maka anymore, either if it stopped totally or if it's actually flowing all the time. Halacha of dal. Let's say she was having a discharge of blood during the relations, because of the relations. Again, hariza machmas maka. We're presuming that's because of the wound. If it's happening right then at the relations, we're presuming because it's getting irritated. Now, let's say she had marital relations and she didn't have a discharge of blood. Later on, she has a discharge of blood, not because of relations. Again, that will be proof that it's menstrual blood, because it didn't happen when they're having relations. Obviously, there's no wound. It happens 3 hours later. Obviously, that's the menstrual period that she's getting. Let's say someone had relations with a virgin and no blood came out. And then another night, a later time, they had relations and blood came out. So even if she was a minor, we have to presume that this is the menstrual blood. Because it was virgin blood. What happened the first time? Because that's how you had the bia, because that ruptured the hymen. Obviously, there was no besulim over there, so that's why it wasn't. And if it's happening the second time, must be dam nida. Now, if someone has relations with a girl younger than 3 years old and blood comes out, that is the blood of the besulim, of the virginity, which that even a girl under 3 has besulim, and therefore we presume that blood is not damnida, but rather dam besulim.